Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Well, the Big Sky Conference had planned to play spring football, and maybe it still will, but Portland State has announced today that it has decided to back out of the spring football schedule in the Big Sky Conference. Portland State said it will not take part in this six-game conference season. Instead, it will play a modified two-game schedule, maybe, in April. Montana and Montana State have joined Portland State in this decision. That means that trio will not be eligible for the Big Sky Championship or the FCS playoffs. Here to talk about it, Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, man of the world, joining us now. Hey, I appreciate you making time for us, Coach.
Nah, anytime. For you, Portland, Vancouver, a lot going down, obviously, with that decision, John, but ready to go. I've finally had my team back, and believe it or not, I had 126-ish guys test negative for the mighty virus, so that was a positive as well.
The decision, did you see this coming, or is this just reflective of, hey, look, in general, there's a spike with this virus, and it's costly to continue to test, and you're watching basketball. What went into the decision?
A lot, John, but, you know, everybody thought October in the fall when they pushed this back, the virus is going to go away. The fact is it didn't, you know. It's probably worse than it was in a lot of areas, including areas in the Big Sky, Flagstaff, Arizona, that, you know, has home in northern Arizona. They're a hot spot right now in the country. But with that, what was a big one, not having my team. John, I've got 33 days, and that's if everything goes right, to get a football team ready. We still haven't had an organized workout or conditioning or anything, you know, and I'm supposed to get my team ready in 33 days to play 27 February, you know, against guys that have, you know, some have been back since June, depending on their locale and their government. So it just didn't make sense, you know. So I had a narrative that I wanted, John. At first it got laughed at, and then I talked to Hauk about it at Montana, and I talked to other guys in the conference that aren't even practicing yet and are still in the, you know, they're still playing, and they can't even practice yet. I haven't figured that one out, but I think I have a good team. I got a championship-caliber team, and I'm looking at 2021. So Val, honestly, and Dr. Percy, the mighty Percy Sledge, they were masterful. I told them the narrative I wanted. I wanted one game, a spring and a one game. And Val Cleary and Dr. Percy, our president, they got me two. They said I can play two or three. So, I mean, this works out perfect. Our team, we told them last night at 9:30. You know, it was like a relief, like we finally have a path, you know. So I don't think spring's going to go any smoother than it did for the FBS. And with all our restrictions, you know, and I'm rambling, John, right now because I got 5 days of information on COVID and NCAA in my brain. But right now, if one of our guys goes down, knock on wood, it doesn't, he's out for 21 to 27 days minimum. You know, how are we going to do that? So yeah. Anyway, give me a vaccine, give me spring, let's get ready for Hawaii, we'll have a couple competitions, and ready to go. It just made too much sense to me, and thank God, Christ Almighty, it wasn't quite a God decision, but again, Dr. Percy and Val were masterful. I don't know how they did this. I don't know how they got me exactly what I wanted, plus a bonus game. So we're excited right now in the Viking land.
Is the idea that you would play Montana and Montana State, or is a game potentially against, you know, look, Oregon and Oregon State might be looking for a spring game opponent. Is there that kind of competition out there?
I hope so. Just starting on that right now. John, you know, originally Montana was our last game. I told Val, let's opt out, and have our spring football game at Montana, you know, and go do it. But now, according to the all that hasn't been decided yet. According to the commissioner, all those are possibilities. I did hear Montana wants to keep it in-state. They're not even going to play each other, which surprised me. I would have two, you know, Brawl of the Wilds if I was them. But they're going to play smaller opponents in-state. I'm still going to call them and barter and see if I can get a game. But there's possibility, possibly with an FBS, you know, play even if it's not a game, go down to Oregon because they played in the fall. So I don't think they're going to be allowed to play in the spring, but maybe get a waiver to have a scrimmage against them in Oregon State, you know, not a game. There's all kinds of possibilities out there that I'm looking at now. Just starting that wheel turning. So, you know, right now the teams that are opted in, you have to have four to qualify for the playoffs this spring. If some of them, John, have all of their games canceled except three, and they're looking for a game, you know, well, there's Portland State. Give me $150,000. I'll meet you in Hillsborough and, you know, give you a cup of coffee after I whoop your ass. So there's all kinds of things out there now.
Is that how it works? Do you get a cup of coffee? Like, did Mike Leach bring you a cup of coffee after you beat him?
No. I wish he would. That locker room was colder than hell. No, that's where I told you, John, that whole locker room, you know, that was my first, you know, football coach, you know, head coach. Finally got my dream to be a guy. And, you know, looking in the mirror, John, I grow on people. My personality, it's kind of cold. I'll be all right because I got some layers of tummy. And here comes women in the locker room. They had a woman referee. I'm butt-ass naked standing in the locker room. Whoa, I'm a head coach, you know.
Yeah.
But and then afterwards, nobody brought coffee because the people that were coming in, there were a lot of women reporters. So I hid behind the things and talked and met a couple people, and we got out of Dodge.
Coach, I have so many questions, but let me get back to this spring season. The Big Sky probably disappointed to see Montana, Montana State, and Portland State go out. I mean, those are pillars inside the conference. But you have to take this seriously. Was the cost of testing everybody a factor here, or was it more just the challenges that you're going to have with contact tracing and your watch? Basketball's a mess. Is it all of the above?
Well, that was a piece of it. John, not the cost of testing, because we're still going to test. We're testing once a week just to allow us to practice in the spring. It was more of the guys that I talked to that are opting out or, you know, now they see what we're doing. Now they see modified spring schedule, and they're all over that. Val's probably getting 200 calls and have to swing that. But it's the gamble. Here's what it is. And Brody took part in this. My oldest kid, he ran stats down at halftime, and he was he found the guys. He was what do you call it when they say, oh, that's number nine is this name for the announcers. He was a spotter for those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting up in the press box. When Cal came to Washington State, he's all ready to go. Bam, bam, bam. And he texts me and says, Dad, the game was just canceled. I think that getting games canceled while you're on site for our level, nobody, well, including Cal, any of the Pac-12s, losing that much money, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 in travel, and you don't even get a game out of it, that was out there. I think that was more of a consideration than the cost of testing, because Val actually did a pretty good job. Once everybody needed tests, it drove the price down, you know. So the testing isn't going to break us, but going to two games and being canceled and wasting that money, that would have affected my 21 season.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. Does the football coach often take a shower after a game?
Oh, I try to, you know.
But you're not playing in the game. Why do you need a shower?
You have to ask a lot of guys for that. Well, it depends on the game, too. If it's cold and you whoop their ass, no, because, you know, you've kind of been relaxing on the sideline. It depends on the weather. We beat North Texas, you know, down there a few years ago. It was hot, you know. It was hot. So it depends. You don't want to get on that bus and that plane. And of course we shower. I hope we shower.
But I mean, like, I don't take a shower after the radio show. Like, I take a shower in the morning. You know, I might, if I work out, I take a shower after. But, you know,
You're not in the elements, John. You're not in the elements. You know, you're not. Are you stressed? What are you stressed about? Barnum's going to say a cuss word? There's nothing to make you sweat right now. You know? You cough a bee.
Yeah, you're one of those guys. You're one of those guys who thinks, oh, all I do is talk all day. My teenager says that. Dad, what did you do today?
No, no. I think you're thinking it's done afterwards. You're sharp as a tack, but you set, like me, you set people up, you know?
Yeah.
You set people up sometimes because you're smarter than us. But
No. I don't set you up.
Not, hey. I think. Go ahead.
No, I want to focus on Oregon State in a spring game, because I thought all along this, you know, this could be a win-win, because you stay in the same state. It could be one of these things where, you know, you're everyone's trying to stay healthy, but it's not a big deal if you have some players who do have a positive test or contact tracing, you have to leave them behind, but everybody needs to get work, and it could just be a scrimmage where it's a spring game style scrimmage where it's your offense against their defense, and then you run some plays. And but I think there's a big benefit. I think Oregon and Oregon State would definitely be interested in that. You might even get paid to go down there. Like, if you let me negotiate that thing, I think we could get some money out of this for you.
You're on it. If you can do that, and again, with what the NCAA, because usually that's not legal, John. You can't have outside scrimmages in the spring. But now our commissioner has told me pretty much whatever I ask for, I'm going to get a waiver for. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'd be glad to talk to Smitty and Coach Cristobal, but, you know, I know Smitty, you know, if I can, I know him, but I'll have to probably use you for the Ducks. But we'd be up for that. My players actually asked about that this morning, you know, is would we be able to practice, even if it's just practice, you know, go down and practice and end with a scrimmage with one of them, you know. Both, like you said, both get work, seeing different faces, and the tracing, you know. I know our place does a great job with it, and they obviously just went through it all. They're the ones we learn from in a lot of aspects. So, yeah, that's a possibility. But I also want a game, John. I want to end a spring game against an opponent, whoever I can round up. And I'm going to talk to my team about it and see what's best and maybe wait at the end for that last one to, you know, maybe get a payday if Idaho or somebody wants to go to the playoffs and they have to play me, or they need one more game, you know, I'll be sitting there with the golden ring on the merry-go-round.
I like that. And it happens on your terms that way. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a whole new world. This is kind of cool. This is a positive out of a very, very negative situation.
Bruce Barnum is with us, Portland State football coach. You mentioned the relief in the room. Let's dive deeper on that. What are kids going through right now?
Well, you know, I thought there was a term for the military, John, when you're on high alert and then you're off. High alert and then you're off. I mean, tensed up, you know, code red, bam, done, nothing. For months, John, I told these guys, this is how I started last night. I think for months I've been telling you. I don't know. I'll check into it. I don't know. It depends on Multnomah County. I don't know. We have to hear from the governor. I don't know. The school has to make those decisions. I don't know. We have to make it safe for you. Finally, I got on there and I told them, here's our path to 2021 season. Here's how we're going to win. You came here for an education and to win football games and to learn how to act when you're my age. So we are going to start workouts on this date. We will determine practice start. We will play 1 to 2 games in April. We may possibly play FBS opponents, Oregon State, if we can swing that. None of that is planned, though. And we are heading to 4 September at University of Hawaii. Bam. Now they have it all in front of them. There was a relief. You know, now there's a a hard set goal. There's no guessing. They know where we're going. A lot depends on that, obviously, but I think next season is going to go off. I think once the virus gets the vaccine thrown at it, you know, I think there will be some normalcy to next season.
Coach, the eligibility idea, I think, takes pressure off the NCAA telling these kids they're going to get extra years. And I know in the case of Pac-12 or SEC programs, they're always worried about kids opting out and preparing for the draft. I know you get guys that go to the NFL, but it's a different animal in the Big Sky, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right now, I do have guys that will be in a camp. You know, I don't know if I have a guy. I might have one guy that's going to be drafted, you know, and he's opted out, and I understand why. But you know, that's something we deal with a lot less than an FBS is the NFL, you know, serious, should I opt out for my NFL career?
And?
What, I'm sorry?
No, and?
Did I forget something?
No, in that context, you've got the other guys in your program that are just like, hey, I'm happy to be a student, I'm going to get another year in college. I just think kids are... Like, I have a senior in high school, and I know you've got kids that I told her yesterday, I said, I'm really sorry you're not getting your senior year. It really stinks. And she said, you know what? I'm just glad, you know, they're trying to keep us safe. And I looked at her and I thought, she's got a better attitude than I do. But you got a room of 100 kids that were looking forward to a football season, then had this spring season thrown at them. And are they relieved because they're seeing they're going to have a normal fall, it looks like, maybe with get the vaccine in there, we'll have something that looks more normal next fall? Or are they just relieved because this was going to be a scramble?
I see what you're saying. John, you can't ask me questions that are 12 paragraphs, okay? My attention span is about a paragraph and a half, and then I lock in an answer, and I go, when you drag it on and ask me for multiples, are you kidding me? Realize who you're interviewing.
I know. My bad.
Is there a relief because of that? Yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Wow. This might get, I might have a return to normalcy. We might be back in our locker room. You know, practice might be the same. Everything is going to be the same in 21 when we go there September 4th. But the path to get there, there's going to be hiccups. We already told them there already is. Because I tell you what's real, John, right now, is we've had some guys, this is off subject again, but we've had some guys that have had COVID, and this is scary because some things have already come up. The EKG, the heart part of it, that's real. You know, so they're not they're not messing around with this.
Right.
I've got some, I don't know the terms, but heart issues. Luckily, they're acute, which means you can get rid of them. You know, they're not something that are going to last, the ones we've had, but I've got six guys right now that had COVID when they were away from us, and they're not going doing anything until they've had an EKG. That side of it is real, but once you get through all that and that vaccine gives some safety, returning to class and all that, but your daughter hit it on the head. If you can't do it safely, I don't think anybody wants to do it.
Yeah. Coach, I appreciate you. Thank you for making time. I know you're busy, and let's stay in touch because I think you'll get it. I think Oregon and Oregon State should be interested in that scrimmage.
Yeah, and I don't mind, John. I'm just being serious. You never got me old man in the sea, but if you want to call Oregon for us, you'd say Val a call. I can call Smitty.
I literally just texted both athletic departments to ask if they could get a waiver, and I know our beat reporter who covers Oregon State was listening, texted me while you were talking, and said he already texted Jonathan Smith to ask. So let's get it done. I like it.
Why not?
Make a match.
Why not? I think it'd be good for Oregon, you know?
You want to play the Ducks. I like that. Bruce Barnum.
I never said that. I just said I think it'd be good for
Oregon. He wants the Ducks. He just said it. He says he wants to play the Ducks, and he wants to take a shower in their practice facility after.
That's exactly what I said. I come on your damn show and you get my ass in trouble and you have a narrative already. Anyway, we're happy as hell right now to be invited because we have a path and we're going to Hawaii. So hopefully this Oregon thing works out, John.
Bruce Barnum.
Keep it up.
He's the best. Leave it here. You got the BFT. love to see Oregon and Oregon State play Portland State in a scrimmage. It's a win-win-win if you can get the waiver to do it. Good stuff from Bruce Barnum. I've heard coaches talk about after game they get, you know, they out there coaching, and I get it if it's bad weather or muddy or whatever. Maybe you want to take a shower after, but I think the showers should be limited to the players. I really do. And I've always felt it was interesting that baseball managers wear baseball uniforms. And the football coach on the sideline does not wear a football uniform. The basketball coach, can you imagine Terry Stotts in like a tank top and some shorts out there? It doesn't work. But Bruce Barnum.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.